is Al Simpson. Bill Clinton may have thousands of unexpected guests during his inauguration, and they will all be traveling by boat from Haiti. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, yes, I know you Democrats are all busy picking out your party hats and favors for Bill and Hillary's inauguration, but you might pass the word to the organizers that they better make plans for a lot more folks. Thanks to Clinton's persistent criticism of President Bush's Haitian refugee policy, thousands of Haitians are right this moment preparing to make the dangerous trip to Florida, and many have already left. Seems that the American voters weren't the only ones fooled by all the election year rhetoric. These poor Haitians went and took Bill Clinton at his word. Sad. Ted, before it's too late, tell your buddy Clinton that he should make every clear statement that will prevent a mass exodus from Haiti, a boat lift that is only certain to end in death, starvation, and disaster for so many who will make that desperate trip.
Al, President-elect Clinton has already made clear he won't do anything to encourage a mass exodus from Haiti, but he's been equally clear what he will do: reverse the brutal, illegal, and racist Bush administration policy of intercepting fleeing refugees in the high seas and forcibly sending them back to oppression in Haiti. The Bush administration policy is a clear violation of international law and political asylum, Al. You can't send refugees fleeing oppression back to their oppressors. It's true that two-thirds of the Haitian refugees don't qualify for political asylum, but one-third do, and it violates everything America stands for to forcibly return them to Haiti. The right policy must work with other countries in the region to do two things, Al: restore democracy in Haiti and share the burden of granting asylum for legitimate refugees. Shame on you, Al, especially at this time of the year, for suggesting there's no room at the American Inn. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.